זאג מיך מאל. דיי נאך לטונה דבער בישמוע. רשי אקספלס. דיי יאטער ליצמר בבישט. Because if you tell the Beir of Yishmael, we know that Stam Beger is the same of a Bishni. So why it says, the Sis Bashatnes, Beger Tzemer or Beger Bishni. So Al Kochoch, it's Muchach, Nafnuye, to Darshan Kilayim Betzitzis. Le Rabbonon, that we need the Tzemer of a Bishni to say that Kilayim is the Tzemer of a Bishni. The Tere would just say, the Sis Bashatnes, I'm not allowed to wear a beggar that is made from two different kinds of materials, even if it's not some of a pishti. Le Rabbonon Minolu. So if you tell the Rabbi Yishmoel, some of a pishti is meyudos of trashi. The ayatol is some of a pishti. Ela le Rabbonon de Leslu called God in some of a pishti. This is the Gemara's kasha. So just like Gdome when we started, the Gemara says, Teinach letone levei Rabbi Yishmoel. Lerabonon minolu. So lefitan levei Rabbi Yishmoel, we learn Eser deichel leisesef in tzitzis. And lefi Rabbonon, we cannot learn out from tzitzis, and we're trying to learn out from somewhere else. Zog teisves, have a motzi lemeima. דלוי סברי כרב יהודה ולוי בוי שיהיה מוכח ומופתע אלא ליחה לי לשנוי אפילו יסברי כרב יהודה If we remember the Seder הגמורה לפי רבונון יודר שן סמוכי So כליים שטנס לא יאללה עליך גדיל אם תעשה לך ציציס אז דרך כליים בציציס אז דרך You don't need מוכח ומופתע The only one that needed מוכח ומופתע was רב יהודה So maybe answer, Rabbanon, don't hold like Rabbi Yudah. The whole question is, Le Rabbi Yudah, how we know it? So the Gemara is Mucha V'Mufne. But if it's not Le Rabbi Yudah, you don't need Mucha V'Mufne. So the Gemara could have answered that Rabbanon held that you don't need a Mucha V'Mufne. The Gemara could have answered that Rabbanon held that you don't need a Mucha V'Mufne. More could have answered that. This is octasis. The more could have answered that if you're a bottom, you don't need muchach v'mufne. Although the Rishonim say, nay, everyone holds you have to have muchach v'mufne. The octasis that Rabbanon don't need muchach v'mufne. They all the Rishonim here answer. So if you remember correct, that's the pshat. We saw in the Avdalad Amud Aleph, Taisus learns that Lefi Rabbi Yudah, Alamol you need Muchach V'Mufne. Rabbanon never need Muchach V'Mufne. No Shaykh is Mishne Teire, not Mishne Teire. Just Kim Lehu, Lashas, that in Mishne Teire it's Muchach V'Mufne. Aber B'Shara Teire, it's not Muchach V'Mufne. Aber could be Rabbanon hold Alamol you need Muchach V'Mufne. So the Machlekes is not Be'etzem So the fifth case is, Rabbi Yudah needs Mucha V'Mufne B'Kol HaTeire Kula. It's no Rabbi Yudah that is Doiresh Smuchim B'Mishne Teire. When it's Mucha V'Mufne, Rabbi Yudah is Doiresh. When it's not Mucha V'Mufne, he's not Doiresh. So when Rabbanon Darshe, even if it's not Mucha V'Mufne. The fifth case is, the Kol HaShas are like that. The fifth Rabbanon Smuchim works. The fifth Rabbi Yudah, you need Mucha V'Mufne. The words Mishne Teire and Avmala V'Moyri. Just B'Darach Rav, Mishne Teire is Mufne. Muchach, Shara Teire it's not. But Lefi Rabbanon Tzmuchim is every time, Lefi Rabbi Yudah only be Muchach V'Mufne. So the Gemara could have answered, Lefi Rabbanon, I don't need Muchach V'Mufne. The Ravon, that I go as my Rav Ronshburg, but he learns that Lefi Rabbi Yudah, you only Darshan and Mishne Teire. Because Moshe said it over. B'Shara Teire and Mugdam U'Mu'uch. So you could learn what is the Machlekes, that Lefi Rabbi Yudah only be Mishne Teire, and Lefi Rabbanon be Kol HaTeire Kulo. But if you everyone, you need Mucha V'Mufne. So Tezis L'Shitosoi learns that if Rav Yudah is only Mucha V'Mufne. So Rabbanon that say that they like Rav Yudah, they hold that you don't need Mucha V'Mufne. So the Gemara could have answered that we're going to like Rav Yudah. But if the Rishonim, everyone holds Mucha V'Mufne. Just Rabbi Yehuda holds only the Mishneh Teireh because we don't say Mugdam Muchav Bateireh Chutz Mishneh Teireh, and Rabbanan Darshi Bechol Mokoyim. But everyone needs Muchav and Mufnet. Mikol Mokoyim, the Gemara gives a Hakdome, Teinach LeRabton Adavei Rabbi Yishmoel, LeRabbanan Minolos. And the Gemara is looking now for a new Mokoyim for Esa Dechaloyseseh Alibe DeRabbanan. And the Gemara will learn it from Roisha. In a second we'll see the new Droshe, the new Mokoyim, for Esa Dechaloyseseh. Not from Kilayim and Tzitzis, from somewhere else. So we call Mekoyim, it's not a question of the Gemara, yes, it's not a question of the Gemara.
I mean, it could be
the Gemara. But the Gemara says Mishnah, the Gemara says it's not.
It's the
Gemara. So the Gemara says now, if you dad said it, not. The Rabban and Mai, the Gemara says it's the Gemara.
The Gemara means not.
The Gemara says it's the Gemara. It's not the Gemara.
If you only need one, then...
So you ask him, Shad and the Gemara. The Gemara says, Le Rabbanon, it doesn't work. But the Shad and the Gemara, that doesn't work. Mikol Mekoyim. So the Maisa, now we don't have a Droshe of Kilayim B'Tzitzis. So from where we will learn Esed Echeloises, this is the sugi that we're going to learn now, from where we have a Mokoyim, that Esas Dechaloises. We can't learn it out from Kilayim B'Tzitzis because it's not Muchach V'Mufne. So the Gemara is looking for a new Droshe from where we will learn Kilayim B'Tzitzis. So, Zogim De'achroinim, so if we say that Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel we learn it out from Kilayim B'Tzitzis, L'Rabbon on Mai, we'll have to find a new Droshe, a Moker for Esas Dechaloises. If we need a new Droshe L'Rabbon on that Esas Dechaloises, so the Maisa today is no Pasuk in Kilayim B'Tzitzis, right? So it's no more Rabbeinu Tam of Hutro. No, if Tzitzis is a regular Pasuk, we learn out, not Mitzvah Sevika, we learn out Kilayim B'Tzitzis from where? From Roisha. We don't have a Pasuk with Kilayim, we say Tzemer L'Tzemer, Pishtim L'Pishtim. We don't have a Mokir to Kilayim B'Tzitzis, and we will learn out Kilayim B'Tzitzis from where? From Tiglachas of Metzoyro. So today will be no pasuk that Esa Dechaloises. So today la aloche, you will not be allowed to wear hutro b'kilayim b'tzitzis. There will be no momokir for hutro. So even though the town went over the ganze shas to prove that kilayim b'tzitzis is hutro with noshim, with laila, with all different gemores, the only one worked lefi Rabbi Yishmoel. Lefi Rabbanan, it will not work. The Metzoyro in the seventh day has to shave all of his hair. He shaves every place in the body that he has hair. Es kol se'oroi. Es roishoi. Es konoi. Es gabois eino. Es kol se'oroi yegalech. So it says that the Metzoyro, when he comes to Taira, he shaves everything. Ve'gilach es kol se'oroi. You can hear the side, the posuk. Es roishoi, es konoi, es gabois eino, es kol se'or. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. It says, "Vegilach es kol se'oroi, roishoi, skonoi, vegabois eino." It says, "Vegilach es kol se'oroi." Why the pasuk has to repeat es roishoi, es konoi, es gabois eino? Why the pasuk has to say all these places? If the pasuk anyway said that he has to be galeach. Eskol Se'oroi. I understand that Mimele he has to take off Roishoi, Skonoi, V'Gaboi Zeim. So this is the price. The Tanya, Roishoi Matan Mud Lohima. Why I need to say Roishoi? It says already Kol Se'oroi. So for sure, The head is included, the beard is included, and the eyes are included. The fish in them are Isakifu Pass or Ishrim. Is it Isu to take off the payas? Shemani Afmin Tsoyra that he's not allowed to take off the payas. Talmud Loimar or Ishrim. That he's allowed. Because some of Aitana Yakov is called a Roy Shmo Akov. Because if not, it's not Aveir. So this is the Rai. The Gemara learns that Kofas called a Roy Shmo Akov. As Amanda Omar, that only if you call off the payas and you leave the top, it's Isu Loisakifu. Because he made it a circle. But if you shave completely, it's no Loisakifu. But Aitana holds, even if you shave completely, it's Loisakifu. So without Loishoi, I would think that the Metzoiro is not allowed to take off his payas. So this is the way we read the Brais. The Tanya. He's allowed to. So first, no, Pshat. I want first to explain Pshat in the Gemara. It says the Nozir, the Metzoiro has to take off all of his hair. His head, his beard, and his eyes. Why I need a posuk that he take off the hair of his head? Avad, it says Kol Sahara. Because I will think that he can't take off the payas. The man of the pasuk says, "Vegilach eskol soroi, es roishoi, es konoi ve es gabois einov, roishoi even the payas." But if the pasuk would not say roishoi, then the metzora would not shave off the payas. He would take everything off and he would leave payas. Right? This is the drosh. So now the pshat gemara. I'm saying before the drosh. So if the Torah says he could take off the payas, vice tois pesa de chalosas. Vice toys, Esad and Chalices. Then you can take off his plates. So I want the Esad Shai, the Pshat. It says that the Nozir takes off all of his hair. Vigilach is Kol Sa'ori. So Shrei that the Nozir takes off all of his hair. If it says that the Nozir takes off all of his hair, why I need Roishon? It says Vigilach is Kol Sa'ori. So Bemele for sure that he takes off also the payas. What is the Rosh? The Gilach is called Sa'oroi. Shnei the Gilach is called Sa'oroi. I will think only, but he's not allowed to take off the payas. Shnei Roisho, he takes off the payas. It's a riot that Esed Eicheleis to say. Why I will think that he doesn't take off the payas? It says the Gilach is called Sa'oroi. So what if it's Aveira? But Hashem says the Gilach is called Sa'oroi. Why I need Roisho to tell me that he's allowed to take off the payas, and from there we say, Esed Eicheloisaseh. Lo medarshan poshut. Vegilach is kol sa'oroi. It says to take off all of the hair. Obviously, he takes off all of the hair. If obviously he takes off all of the hair.
We said already in Tesis.
So it's muchach from here. Well, we said in Tesis in Daftarat Amud Aleph. It's more from here, when it's said the taste of Dan Mudalev, that we will be mighty the Pasuk of Sa'oroi, Oi, Benimretu Sa'oroi, Pe'ois Roishoi. We're talking to a guy that doesn't have payas, or if he has payas, he's talking not allowed to. Of them, state Roishoi that he's allowed to. Other, our Tayach is called Sa'oroi, Sa'oroi the Heta. Takes of all of Sa'oroi, but Sa'oroi the Heta, and it goes into the Pasuk. Shteit roishoy, in vosh teit roishoy. Not that it takes off Sa'ar de Yisu. Shteit at Esed Deicheloisese, b'meile it becomes Sa'ar shel Heter. This is b'etzem, the Divrei HaTesis in Daled Amud Beis, Dibu HaMaskir Leisase, and Daled Amud Aleph, in the top, that this is the Pshat in Kol Sa'or, even the HaTesis says on his own, but this is the Pshat in the Gemara. So Mikol Mukrim, so what is the Drosha? So the Drosha is, if you should never lose the kipu pass, Roishchem, Shomea ni af Metzoiro ken, I would think that the Metzoiro cannot take off the payas. Talmud loima Roishchem that the Metzoiro takes off the payas, so it's a riot that Esses Decheloises. So Raitan Akov is called a Roishmo Akofa, and we made it from here, it's a riot that the Metzoiro takes off the payas. The Droshe is a riot that Esses Decheloises. Zot Rash. Here's a very, very short Rash. Kosova Ratayne de Yitzchak lemed Roishe litchu slav de leis akipu de akosuf as kol haroi shmo akofo. Veloi amrinen peas kosov rachmona. Hilkach. Ilav de ro bikro ave amine loy leikuf. Al me ashmeinen kro, that is allowed to take off the payas, the osi esse de dochi os loisase. ומהוכן נפקה לכל התירקולו שעשה דרך לא יסוסה. נאו רשי פיר זו יסוס, שבר רשי. הילכך, יצטריך עולה עולה מייסר ערבה לאיבום, דלוי סיימה, עושי עשה דאיבום, ודוחי לא יסוס עדך יסישו. So Rashi fear Zois, why are we learning that hey? Because we asked the Kashi why we need a Pasuk of Aleo. We asked why we need a Pasuk of Aleo. And we answered. Because Salka Daikor, the Esa de Yibo will be the Echelesis. And we asked the Kashi, Mecha Teisa Esa de Echelesis. Now we're answering, because I have a Mokah that Esa de Echelesis. So I would think that Esa de Yibo is the Echelesis. Maybe I need Aleo. So all of our sug is to answer why we need Olel. You know why we need Olel? Because I would think Esed Echeloisese. Mechateise Esed Echeloisese from Roishoi. Because it says that the Mitzrayim takes off his payas. So Bemele I would think that the Yibum is Deicha Echeloisisha. Kamash on Olel, that it's not Deicha Echeloisisha. Frek de Minchas Chinuch and Deimre Moishe. The Gemara said in Gimel Amud Beis that Esed cannot be Deicha Echeloisese Sheyesh Bekores. So I don't mean Olel. Then the Gemara said, and bichlal from where I know Esed Echeloisese. And the Gemara starts to answer from where I know Esed Echeloisese. But even if Esed is Echeloisese, I don't know yet that Esed is Echeloisese Sheyesh Bekores. I know that Esed is Echeloisese. But I don't know that Esed is Echeloisese Sheyesh Bekores. So what Rashi says? Well, now I know Esa Dechalaisis. Well, I know that Esa is Dechalaisis. So maybe I need Olel. Because without that, I would think that the Esa of Yibum could be Dechalaisisho. How I would think that the Esa of Yibum is Dechalaisisho? How I would think that the Esa of Yibum is Dechalaisisho? And Esa Dechalaisis, she has become us. Who asked? So what do you tell me? How to commit in the Sugya? So Shvayik. What Rashi wants? And if Rashi decides to explain, and Rashi is nice, we see from Tzitzis that Echel Sadeh Reloises, so we start a Yibum when we don't have Echel Sisho. Why Rashi didn't speak it out when we learned from Tzitzis? Because we only learned Echel Reloises. We didn't learn Echel Reloises Bekores. So why Rashi is so nice now to explain it? Again, the question is Rashi doesn't have to explain it, because it's a half a Mahalach. We need to find that Esa Zeicha Loisa Sheyesh Bekores, and then to say, so Bemele I would think Yibum is Deicha Achis Isho, and Bemele I need Olel. This is the Tzur Sud Shmaise, till the Gemara will say, El Tegufa Leitzich Hekor. That is no way to answer. That is the Maskona Sa Gemara. But Rashi is in the middle of the way. Gemara Lepshach. The fact we don't know that Esa Zeicha Loisa Sheyesh Bekores, so we don't need Olel. And if Rashi wants to explain halfway, so explain it already in Tzitzis. Tzitzis, Deicha Loisa Sheyesh Bekores. As the Galois said, Sayyid Olel. Sayyid Olel. Sayyid Olel. This is the Shvat. This is the Shvat. Zog de Milchas Chinuch Achap. Zog de Milchas Chinuch Avade. The Gemara is looking for a mocker that Esa is Derech HaLoisa Sheyesh Bekores. And this is the reason in Afdalet, there's no Rashi to fear us. So Bemele we need Olel, because we only know that Esa Derech HaLoisa is a regular. We don't know that Esa is Derech HaLoisa is a Sheyesh Bekores. So what happened in our Suge, Rashi decided to explain it. Rashi, the next Rashi will also explain it. Zog de Minchas Chinuch, something happened in our Suge. We found out that the Esef Metzoiro is Deiche de Loisese from Akofas Arosh. Right? The Esef Metzoiro is Deiche de Loisese from Akofas Arosh. How much Lavim you have in Akofas Arosh? Or two or 1,000? Chlikis. Two, you have two payas. It's often a Gemara in Makis that you have a Shtei Lavim. Some shit is hold on every two here you have. You have 50. 100, 200, no mishanah, how much years you have, you oiva. Machlek is hard to learn pshat here in the Gemara and Makis. Although two for sure you oiva. On both sides, you oiva reis. So the Maise comes out that the Esef Metzoyro is not doiche one lav, the Esef Metzoyro is doiche shtei lavi. So we have a moker now to the shayla of Esa doicha shtei lavim or not. From Tzitzis, what? Tzitzis, you only had a moker that Esa is the, what? One second. You're saying bezeach hazeh? You want the doicha. But first, in Tzitzis, I only found that the Esa of Tzitzis is doicha one lav. Now, I was mechadish that the Esa of Netzorah is doicha shtei lavim. Zog the minchas chinuch, we'll go to the next step. As a Ran, we mentioned already the Ran. The Ran says if someone is sick in Shabbos, someone is sick in Shabbos, and he has to eat and he pikuach nefesh. He only has nevelus. Zog the Ran, keeper. Zog the Ran, better to shechta behema. You'll be over one isur of yitzias neshama, but then everything is kosher. There's animal neshal of us with the melichas. There's more averes. It's a lot of kashas in that ram. When you shech, you can't eat it. You have to cook. But we have to see that the other meat vayster is also is not ready. Because the other animal is exactly like a dead cow and a living cow. If I eat meat from the dead cow, every kizayis I'm over the isur. If I shech, I have one averes. Zog the ram. It's better to shech. From to eat the nevel. Why? The nevel you will have two lavim. Heavy kezais. Shecht is only one avail. So shechting is loisus as sheyesh by kores. The Teretz says two avails are more chomul from one lav sheyesh by kores. Zog de milchas chinuch. So if we found now that esed de metzoyro is doicha shtei lavim, so muchach that esed for sure is doicha lav sheyesh by kores. If the Ran said that when a person has an option, lav sheyesh bekoros or two lavim, better to do lav sheyesh bekoros or two lavim. So who is more chomul? Two lavim. So if Esa is doicha one lav, of a lav sheyesh bekoros, he's not doicha. But if Esa is doicha shtei lavim, avada it's doicha lav sheyesh bekoros. The male in this step, Zog Rashi, as they learned in the Milchas Chinuch, that now in the Gemara wanted to learn out from the Tzoyro, that Esa is doicha shtei lavim, so Esa is doicha loitz to sheyesh bekoros. But maybe I need all that. When I learned out from Tzitzis, I only knew that Esa doicha loitz to sheyesh bekoros, but I didn't know that Esa doicha loitz to sheyesh bekoros. But when I learned out from the Tzoyro, so I learned out that Esa is doicha shtei lavim. But maybe Kal Vachomer, that is doicha loitz to sheyesh bekoros. Ayla aloche, we know that Esa is not doicha loitz to sheyesh bekoros, because the Gemara will say, Eina shava bakoi, v'mele, we can learn out from here. But before the Gemara answered, Eina shava bakoi, now before we answered, Eina shava bakoi, we learned that Esa is doicha shtei lavim, and if it's doicha shtei lavim, kal vachoymer, that is doicha lav sheyesh bekoros. We mentioned already, that even in Azei shtei, that the Minchas Chinuch Nemtzachon, that lefi deran, la'aloche, that ein eser doicha loisus sheyesh bekoros, kal vachoymer she'ein eser doicha shtei lavim. Because shtei lavim is more chomul. And it's better lav sheyesh bekoros with two lavim. So if la'aloche ein eser doicha loisus sheyesh bekoros, for sure ein eser doicha shtei lavim. And as I stated in the Rashba and Davches. But we mentioned that Tesis in Gimel Amud Beis says b'toich ha'dvorim clearly שבכל מוקרים עשר דויכה שתי לאווים. Okay, so Tesis learned that עשר is דויכה שתי לאווים. Even that he's not דויכה לא יש שיש בקורת. So Tesis will not say like Rashi. Say it. Rashi for sure learned that עשר cannot be דויכה שתי לאווים because Rashi learned שתי לאווים is more חומו for לאו שיש בקורת and if it's דויכה שתי לאווים for sure it's דויכה לאו שיש בקורת. And we brought a raya from the Ran that shtei lavim is more chomo from lav sheyesh bekoros. They say it's better to shech. But in Tesis shteit nishta se. Tesis, we said from Megodim Shoshana Sa'amokim already, there's the day. Tesis Gimel Amud Beis and Yevomes. Tesis says that bechol mokim esa es doicha shtei lavim. And lefi that, ein echanami. The Gemara only brought a raya that esa doicha loisa se. The Gemara didn't try to fear ois now to bring a raya that esa doicha loisa se sheyesh bekoros. But the shaila is if the Tesis is a spirit of the halacha of the Ran, or it's not a spirit of the halacha of the Ran. Right? The Ran says that in Shabbos better to shech and to eat gishecht and not to eat to the veilas, because loisa sheyesh bekoros is less chomo from shtei lavim, and lechur and Tesis shteit nishta zeh. Taisa says that Esra is doicha shtei lavin, even though we know that Esra is not doicha, lo yisa shi yesh b'kor. Zog nevel, it's not a raya that Taisa is choylik and deran. Maybe Taisa agrees to deran, and even so, Taisa says that Esra is doicha shtei lavin. And I will explain. Avada Taisa learned that lav shi yesh b'kor is more chomel from shtei lavin. The horaya, Esa is doicha shtei lavim, and it's not doicha loisa sheyesh b'koras. He disagrees with Rashi that if Esa is doicha shtei lavim, it's kal v'chomer that it's doicha loisa sheyesh b'koras. But even so, in Shabbos, he'll be masking with the Ran. Why he'll be masking with the Ran? Zog develop the following lomdus. This is the second word, chapzach mafkimina. When Esa doicha loisa said, this is the small you said, the Esa has a koyach to be doicha de loisa. So it's doicha one, it's doicha two. But it can't doicha loisus ashiyash bekoros. It can doicha shvach azachem. It can't be doicha shtark azachem. Has a koyach to be doicha? One, two. But it can't be doicha shtark azachem. When you have a pikuach nefesh in Shabbos, avada, you could say hutro. Or you could say faker. It's not that it's doicha. I'm going to die. What I could do? So then we say, better one aveira from two small aveiras. Now, when a person has in his pocket two aveiras, he's worse from one big aveira. He has two. But as Esa de Chaloisese is Klori. The Esa wins the Loisese. He wins one, and then he wins the other one. That is the Klori. The Klori is Esa de Chaloisese, and he's not de Chaloisese Shiyash Bekoris. And Pikuach Nefesh, it's not the Klal of Esa de Chaloisese. The halachim pikuach nefesh is that I'm allowed to, I'm going to die. So, but in the end of the day, we will count what you have. Avad, you could say a svor if I care, pikuach nefesh is utro. That is the svor. Where it's negia the svor? The Imre Moshe clears the shayla. And I'm telling you, it's very negia le maisa. I'll tell you in a second where it's negia le maisa. It's negia to mila maisa. He clears the shayla. The metzoro is allowed to shave his pears. Maskim? Roishoy, the Gilach is called Saori, the Metzoro takes off the payas. Who has to shave him? Himself, the Kohen Gadol, or he has to go to a lady to ask the lady, a goy. Has a goy to shave him? So what is worse? What? Why? I'll explain. The halacha is, in Makif, is a drosha, not only the guy that shaves himself, if you shave someone else, if you take a haircut of someone else, you chayev. Echod ha-makif, echod ha-nikif. The halacha is, it's not only Messiah lo ivre aveira, it's a lav deirais if you're a barber and someone asks you, even if you're shaving someone else, it's not only lifnei ivre, echod ha-makif, echod ha-nikif. It's a halacha. The makif and the nikif are ivre. But the Gemara says, a lady lemoshol, she's not ivre if she takes a haircut. The guy that gets the haircut is ivre. Because the isha, while she doesn't have an issu to be makif herself, she doesn't have an issu to be makif someone else. So the lady doesn't have an issu. About a man has an issu. Where's the nafkimina? The Gemara says, if a man shaves a little kid, the kid is not over an issu, but the man that gives him a haircut is over. Echod ha-makif, echod ha-nikif. So if you take a haircut, you're over. If you don't help, it's nafsha ember maise. If you move a little bit, it's nafsha yeshber maise. But you're not allowed to get a haircut to take off your pants and your beard. It's echod ha-makif and echod ha-nikif. And you're not allowed to give someone a haircut. And not only a big person, even a small thing, one of the metzia, the feud says, even a makif a cotton. But a lady, the moshul, where's the nafkamina? If a lady shaves a cotton, there's no problem. Because the cotton is not mitzvah. And the lady is not mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so, a lady doesn't have an issu, a cotton doesn't have an issu, but a godl has an issu. So a godl can give a haircut to a cotton. Now, even if the cotton is not mitzvah, but you're not allowed to give him a haircut. Now, let me clear. You're a nozir, I'm sorry, you're a mitzvah, you have to shave. I have a mitzvah, esa dechaloises. I have esa dechaloises. Now, I could go over to you and ask you to shave. You shave me, you have Aveira. Makif. It's not Esa Dechaloisa, you can ask a lady to give the haircut. klez de imre moyshe. Die haben geschrien, rosa klez. Klez de milchaschino, tog nun alle. I'm a chuyev to give a isha to give me the haircut or not. What is it study? Val by me is no isu because esa doichelo isase. Val by me is no isu because esa doichelo isase. So b'meile, like a lady is allowed to, like a man is allowed to shave a goy. Right? You're allowed to give a haircut to a goy. Why? You're not allowed to give a haircut to a cotton because he's in the parasha. But you're allowed to give a haircut to a goy. So val esa doichelo isase. B'meile, I'm allowed to. Val esa doichelo isase. The other yid is allowed to give me a haircut. Oh no. You're right that I have a heter, but the other person doesn't have a heter to give me. So I will have to go to a guy. I will have to go to a guy. Zog de milchaschinuch in Rambam steht, v'akoyen megaleach es hametzoyro. They didn't bring a guy. Fact of why? You're right that Esa Becheloises said, the Metzorah needs to shave. And he has the Isur, but Esa Becheloises said, but as the Isha, so not saying a Goy, because maybe it's a mitzvah and the Isha, the Goy can't be Shneach and Bar Mitzvah. But as the Isha, she will shave, and the Mele will be no Isur Maki, will be only Isur Nikev. Weistois. That vile by me, it's Esa Decheloises, but maybe it's not Avere. So the same thing, you're allowed to shave a goy, you're allowed to shave me. It's a chiddush, because a cotton, the marshal, you're not allowed to shave. Even though he's not Mitzuve, vile he's a man, and he's not a Isha, and he's a Yid, you're not allowed to shave a cotton. Even though he doesn't have an Isu, because he's in the parsha. So the shayla is when I have an Esa Decheloises, a Yid is allowed to give me a haircut or not? And Rambam says the Mitzrayim gives me the Kohen gives me a haircut. So the Mechaschiluch was Mechia from here. Mechaschiluch was Mechia from here. And I'm allowed to. That you're not Mechuyev to tell a Goy to make the Mitzvah, even in Yisrael. Zokter, the same Shaila is when someone has a Pikuach Nefesh. You have to ask a Goy to shave him or not. Someone has to have stitches in the place of the payas. If you don't take out the hair, it could be infected, so they shave it. You have to ask a goy to take it off, or a yid could take it off also. But you is a heter. So the milchas chinuch is medamet. Azei v'shtei do, that esa deicheloise is said. The kohen is allowed to shave the mitzayro. Even that the maize efshar al deikaku. Aber val badik, Mitzoyro, it's called Sa'or Yishal Heter. So we made it as a person who adid bepikuach nefesh. Avada, like we said, could be it's different. Could be Esed Echeloise say, so we made it this here is a Sa'or Yishal Heter. So it's not Isu that someone else will shave it. Bepikuach nefesh, it's a Sa'or Yishal Isu. But pikuach nefesh is doiche. Afazei vayt, that the gabi the makif we could do it with a goy, so it's not pikuach nefesh on that. Esa Decheloises it became se'ar shel heter. So again, the milchas chinuch is medame. This is the reason he's medame side the Ran, that the Ran was said the guy was shechting in Shabbos, that the Ran was medame shechting in Shabbos. So the Michas Chinuch was medame the Esa Decheloises sheyesh bekores. Maybe he's saying the same bezach we gabi pikuach nefesh of shaving. That if you have a side shave, you're allowed to ask a yid. But maybe we said a few cases. Maybe pikuach nefesh is not called that it's mutar. The Esa Decheloises says different. And by me, this shayla was megiya lemaisa. My son, I'm a koyin. My son, 18 years ago. Was choyle pikuach nefesh. Mamesh, sakonas nefoshes. We had to take him into a hospital. And the hospital was a mess. Is it isu to metame, a koyen to a mess? Is it isu to the koyen to become tome? And is it isu to metame? Emor, lehazu gdoyim alaktani. You're not allowed to become tome, and you're not allowed to metame a koyen. So, but my kid was pikuach nefesh. He had to be metame a mess. Over the one that pushes him in, also is over isu. But it's also pikuach nefesh. So I said, okay, so I will hire a goy to push him into the hospital. The goy doesn't have, the kid is allowed to go in. As the isur of, like the isur of Makif is the isur to metame. So the maybe I will have a goy near me the whole time, moving from room to room. I will pay someone money and I will have a goy. I'm a shalas. If I'm allowed to push, if I could get a goy, I'm not allowed to do it. It's negel amazing. So my shvelt, I went to Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv told me, if the kid is allowed to, there's no use of the metame. Like the Minchas Chinuch. I didn't know what to do. You know, Mitzad, the kid is about to die, and you want schusi. You're looking for schusi. So, Mitzad, I got a bigger goy, I got some mice.
What do you mean?
The room, the house, and Misvore, like we said, there's no Shaykh, when Chaschiluch is Medame, there's no Tzushlan. Because Esadei Chaloy says the Pshat is Tzutrot, it is the whole Sugya. Hashem said, it's a Harshal Eter, a Pikuach Nefesh. It's a Hashemi. I was Misugin, I was looking for Schus, and I didn't know what to do. So I asked my father, what is better to do? To do like him and like what I think, or to listen to Rabbi Yashi? And that, I don't lose by not listening to Rabbi Yashi, I'm just Machmer. Tell me the biggest chus b'shamayim to show that you misbatel, that you change, you know, even that in the sugya you think that you're right, that Rabbi Yashiv told you, you listen, this is the chus that the kid will live. So, don't be machman, misbatel yourself to Gdeli Yisrael. So, tell my wife to push it. I don't have a heter to go in anyway, if she could go, but there's no Yisrael myself. Kohen himself not allowed to go in. Look in Rashi. Lav she'ino shoved noshim eino belav de hakofe. And again, toimar belav de achis isho she keshem shu muzer ala kachim muzer ala dichsi ba nefoshes ha'oises shneim b'mashma. Again, Rashi is busy explaining the Gemara. Rashi is busy explaining the Gemara how it will be a raya. Rashi is busy explaining the Gemara how it will be a raya to Achisisha. Rashi finishes the firoys. How it will be a raya to Achisisha. So Rashi says, Lav de Akof is Lav she'eino shove bakoy. So Rav Nochem cleared the shayla. So Lemaisa the Gemara says that even though the Esev Metzoiro is doiche, the love of a kofas aroish, we can learn out from here the kolat terikulo, because shiny love the kofas shein hashom v'akoyim, and we said lefinu min chaschinuch it stays the maskon of this pirche, because here esa is doiche shtei lavim, the kolat terikulo esa is not doiche shtei lavim, lefi diz rishoyni, but here because it's love shein hashom v'akoyim, so the esa is doiche. So Rav Nochem asked the shaila. Sounds a interesting shaila, but it's a big nafkamin. What is the answer of the Gemara? No, you can learn out from here. Because here it's Lavshi and Hashava Bakoy. What is the answer? Simcha, what is the answer? So you can learn out from here because it's Lavshi and Hashava Bakoy. Should I know? So what is the answer? What? So because it's less chomor as vos. So two ways. Two ways. What is the pshat in the answer of the Gemara? One way Reb Nochem says, the pshat is, Lav she neshove bakoil, no shvacher olav, I found esa doiche a shvacher olav, ver zog that is doiche a shtark olav, but this is the pashtus. I found esa doiche a shvacher olav, ver zog that Esther could be doicha shtark elav. Maybe Esther is only doicha shvach elav. Wer sagt, that Esther could be doicha shtark elav. This is one way. Another way, sagt Rav Noche, shvach elav, shtark elav. I'll never, the Moshe, Esther, if Tzitzis is doicha kilayim, kilayim is a bigger veira, small veira. You can't start to say a shvach veira, shtark veira. If Esther is doicha loisa, so we don't make chilukim, shtarker, shvacher, the Gemara means something else. Maybe Esther is never doicha loisa, because loisa is more chomo from Esther. Or belav shein neshama b'koil is less chomo from Esther. So he could be doicha him, not stam because Esther doicha loisa, because the Esther is more chosho. I will explain the two tzedakah. The tutzdod. One side is Be'etzem, Loisa says more chamu from Esser. One thing. What is more chamu because of perikula? Esser or Loisa? For Loisa say you have to give all of your money, even if they give you Yisurim. Abi, they don't kill you, you're not allowed to be over a Loisa. Esser, chaymish from your nechosim and your potu. But even so, as a halacha, Esther could doicha loisus. That's the klole ha'teira that Esther is doicha loisus. And if we find in one place, we learn how to call ha'teira kula. So the Gemara, yeah, but I found b'leisus she'en u'shove b'akoy. I didn't find in every place. So what? So first, it's a pircha. I found Esther doicha a shvach elav, a shtark elav. Who said that he's doicha? Although the Gemara doesn't mean that you can learn out because I found that he's doicha a shvach elav. I didn't find that he's doicha a shtark elav. The Gemara means something else. Esther be'etzem cannot be doicha loisus. But you know, loisus she neshama b'koil is taka such a shvach elav, he's shvacher from Esther. So b'meila the Esther is doicha. But when the Esther is shvacher from the lav, he doesn't have a koyach. Now, for the first way, Esther is even shvacher from lav she'en b'shama b'koil. But we can't learn out from there. The reason that we can't learn out from here because Leisa Sheshav Bakol is so shvach. It sounds like some of the chakir for Rav Noche. Where is the nafkamin? Is a thesis in Dalet Amud Aleph. Look in Dalet Amud Aleph. Thesis, we didn't even learn him so much. Dibor HaMaschil Dichsiv. Dalet Amud Aleph. Look at thesis Dalet Amud Aleph. The last line of thesis Dibor HaMaschil Dichsiv. Look, Dalet Amud Aleph, Tesis Bo HaMaschil Dichsiv, the last line. Tesis has a tzad that ladies are not mitzuve and kilayim. Because it's a hekesh, tzitzis for kilayim. Ladies are not mitzuve and kilayim. Dalet Amud Aleph, Tesis Bo HaMaschil Dichsiv, the last line in Tesis. Tesis says that noshim are not mitzuve and kilayim. Frek de marsho a'aizen ekashe in Dalet Amud Aleph. If noshim are not mitzuve and kilayim, so how we learn, want to learn Esther Deicheloisese from Tzitzis that is Deichekilayim? The Gemara had the answer, Shaini Kilayim, Shein Hashove Bakol. How Tesis has a tzad that Kilayim is Ein Hashove Benoshim. So why the Gemara by us had to say that you can't learn out from Mitzayirah because it's Ein Hashove Bakol? The Gemara had said, I couldn't learn out from Tzitzis Deichekilayim because it's Ein Hashove Bakol. As I frag the marshal. So the mask in the cash or not? Again, Tesis has a tzad. The mice and noshim. It means a life from the same Gemara that we bought from Rav Marshal, from Rav Kibayger, and the Beitzel that you dial it. Kilayim lemay chozi is no use. If ladies can use it, it's worth. Same. But Tesis has a tzad that noshim are not mitzvah and kilayim. Frank the marshal, big Tesis. How Tesis is the tzad of noshim and not mitzvah and kilayim? We want to learn Esther Deicheloisef and Tzitzis Deichekilayim, and we stay the whole page. Teinach leRabbi Shmuel, we stay with it. LeRabbon and Mai, Metzoyro, Ein Hashov Bakoyim. No, Rabbi Shmuel also says Ein Hashov Bakoyim. It's mamish no tzus in the Shmeise. A whole page, you learn it out from kilayim. Then you try to learn from Metzoyro, and I can't learn out from Metzoyro, Ein Hashov Bakoyim. Tzitzis had the same thing. As they frank the marshal. Masking with the kasha or not masking with the kasha? Yitzchok, masking with the kasha or not? Yes or no? Klo or not? And the Marshal tries to say answers. But then he says a teretz that all of you had to yell. Zog the Marsha, no, Zog the Teretz. Alein, you don't have to know nothing to answer that answer. No. Zog the Teretz. No, what is the answer? First, I'm asking you a kasha. How we learn out from Kilayim Betzitzis that Esa Derech Eloisese? Are Kilayim, if ladies are potter from Kilayim, so it's Lav She'ein Hashava Bakoyim. The same thing by us, we say Lav She'ein Hashava Bakoyim, you can't learn out Nekola Terekula. Zog the Marsha, he doesn't understand, the kasha doesn't start. No. The S is also in a show of a call. Ladies are not chai betzitzis. Zog the Marsha, the ladies also are not chai betzitzis. So S is she in a show of a call, as the Echelais is she in a show of a call. So now we could learn the kol atire kulo. The end for the Marsha. Aber a starke S is the Echelais is she in a show of a call. I don't have a raya, the S is the regular love. Maybe S is only the Echelais is But Esther Shein Hashem Bakol, Deichel Av Shein Hashem Bakol, I could learn out the Kol HaTiri Kulo that every Esther is Deichel Oysus. A glad to Teretz of the Marsha. It's equal. Zog Rav Mochem, it's such a posh to Teretz. Why is such a long Marsha? Why it took him till the last line to answer it? Why it took him till the last line? It's a posh to Teretz. A Shein Ikashe with a posh to Teretz. My stories. Zog Rav Nochem, weist ois. Even if it's equal, from Ein Hashava Bakol, you can learn out Lekol HaTere Kula. It's a pirche. Hina mi Zog Marsha, no. The whole reason that we said we can learn out, because Lav She'ein Hashava Bakol was weaker from the Ese, because this was a Lav She'ein Hashava Bakol, the Ese was a starke, so we can learn out, but if both of them are shvach, we could learn out. But weist ois the Marsha, till the last Teretz, till the last teretz, the Marshal learned, Vaistois, till the last teretz, the Marshal learned, that as a pinch, Ein Hashava Bakol is different. Not because the Pasha's the answer is the Esse is stark, the Lav is schwacher, but who said that an Esse could be a stark Lav, only a schwacher one from him? Bemele, both are schwach, it's exactly equal to two stark. And this is the Marshal in the second teretz. But Vaistois, the Marsha in the first Teretz understood that it's Behilchois Pirche, not that this is Schwacher and the other one. Lav Shein Hashava Bakol, it's a different kind of love. Maybe Starke Lavim are Bichlav from a different material and you can't be Doicha them. It doesn't make a difference if a Schwacher Esse is Doicha or a Starke Esse. Lav Shein Hashava Bakol, it's a different love. Not Mur Chomor, it's a different love. I can't know for a Lav Shein Hashava Bakol. Doesn't make a difference Velcha Esse. This is one way to understand why the Marsha didn't rush to answer. And we're learning 10 years ago in Yeshiva, was a Talmid Chacham here. He was going around and was saying, no. He thinks the reason the Marsha didn't think about it right away, the fellow was the Olam Tayyaz. He says, you're right that Noshim are not Chayav B'tzitzis. But if they do tzitzis, they have a mitzvah, right? Like when they take a lulav. So, the Marsha, Lois Akifu, a lady that keeps payas, doesn't have no mitzvah. No, no shaykhs. She doesn't. If she wants, she could get it. Yeah, she doesn't make a difference. But because she's not in the parsha. A lady doesn't have face, doesn't have a zakah, she doesn't have a beard, she's mukta from the parsha. Yeah, he's scrolled and it's not metam el meisim, has a mitzvah. His mom is very careful. But a lady that doesn't, that wears tzitzit, she's mekayim a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah sasage. She's not mechum, she's mekayim a mitzvah. The mele, the Marsha was not pushed to him that it's called Esther She'ena Shava Bakoyot. You're right that she doesn't have to, but she could. Maybe this is called Esther She'ena Bakoyot. Verzok. Marsha says that it's not. But we ask, our kasha is, the Marsha came with a beautiful kasha. How tasty is it side of the Kilayim is Lav She'ena Bakoyot? And the Chumra, the Gemara, not Stamak, the Gemara could have answered. The whole Tzuz of the Shema is one page on Tzitzis. Tenach Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabban and Mai. No, it's not a Raya Yishar Bakol. Say the same thing in Tzitzis. And the Marsha says Cheshboinus. And then Inami, Chabat Eretz. The Es is also in Yishar Bakol. The Es is also in Yishar Bakol. So the Shail is such a posh to Eretz. Why? So Rav Nochem says, Vais Tois, that even if they're equal, or Balav Yishar Bakol, you can learn out. This is that chir for Rav Nochem to accept what was the first side of the Marsha. That time with Chochem Tainet, maybe for a Neshava Bakol it has to be that it's Mufka. Or we'll say it even in a Shtark Eloshin, how he said it. He said, the Esse is by all of the men and optional by the ladies. And the loisase is bechal not for the ladies. So all of the S is bigger from, it's not mamish equal. By us, if the S will not be negea by noshim, so then einachanami, it's einashomah bakol and gans in the same. But if not, maybe einachanami. But that is not a mamshil the gemore. So more elo asem iskonoi. We said we have roishoi, skonoi, the gabayis eino. Gabayis eino, the gemore will dash later that you have to have mokum ribu isel. He doesn't have to take heavy hair off his body. It says dumya only mekoyim is that is kinu soil. But the gemore says the skonoi. Why have to say? He says kol soro. The time is coming, matam leim, al fishinem, al peas conum legalechu, shemei ani afkoyen metzoyrokem. Rashi explained, because by Etzel we know already from Roishoi that Esther de Chaloises. And he said, Eina Shava Bakoil. Now we have skono, im Eina Inion, le peas, le Esther Shira Shava Bakoil, Tener Inion, le koyen metzoyro. Tamaloy mas skono, im Eina Inion, le lav Shira Shava Bakoil, Tener Inion, le lav Shava Bakoil. והקאטי איסטר יחסל כדאי ברמינה שי נקויאנים הויל וריבו הם הקוסו מיצס יסאירס אפילו לאב שיר השוב בקוי לא ידוחי קומש מלון דדוחי. So we know that Esther is doich a lav and not only stam a lav even a lav שיר השוב בקוי even it's by the koyanim that it's a special lav it's doich. Aber weiter we don't have a raya that Esther is doich a loises a stam. It only doicha loisa she'ena shava b'koil, and even ena shava b'koil b'koyami. Of a stam, we don't have a raya. Stam, we don't have a raya. Hello, zog di gemore. Asye miroi shei dehachtak. Da'ayin is a different man be'oma. You see a taste of him. That he starts the opposite. He starts with the skonoi, because he learns the kofas kol haroish. The Tani Roisha in Matal Mudloimar is the same Pasuk of Roisha. Why we need Roisha? We know. Proficient Emar Tavol Yavir al Roisha is an Isur and Mitzoyro and Nozir to take off the hair, not paste, take off the hair. Shemeani of Mitzoyro and Nozir can that he would not be allowed to take off his hair. Talmud Loimar Roisha. So b'meile we have a raya that Esa is doicha loisus, and here is a Rashi. Lo mezen the Rashi Talmud loy maroish. Al me'osi Esa v'doichi loisus. Ve'af al gav de lav shein hashove b'koilu. It's only by a nozir. Im ein ha'inyan le lav shein hashove b'koil do nafki le miskono de idoch tane tmer inyan le lav hashove b'koil. So this man the Omar holds that first we start from skono. And we know that it's even Bekoyhanim. And what is the Roishoi? The Roishoi is Ananozir. Ah, it's Lav Shein Hashove Bakoyim. Im Ein Inyan Lelav Shein Hashove Bakoyim. Tner Inyan Lelav Hashove Bakoyim. It's a lot of kashas bepshat. Obe Rashi says that the Nozir is Lav Shein Hashove Bakoyim. Why Nozir is Lav Shein Hashove Bakoyim? Also a man, and also Isha could become a Nozi. The Gemara learns out from Nozi. Shteit Roishoi, and the Metzero takes off the hair of the head, Matar Mudloima, so Rashi, from Skonoi I know that he could take off the beard even as Lavshin Hashav HaKoy. Why is it possible that he could take off the hair of the head? Mainly even Lavshin Hashav HaKoy, Tnei and the Nozi. And the Mainly I know that it's very even Lav, Hashav HaKoyim. So it Rashi, I know that it is also in Hashav HaKoyim. It may be in the end of Hashav HaKoyim, to know in the end of Hashav HaKoyim. Why Nozir is Lavshin in Hashav HaKoyim? Afraid that there is a Sarosh, every person can become a Nozir. Why is Lavshin in Hashav HaKoyim? And the Teis HaRosh says, Tal mi toye kosu. It's a mistake. The mistake is Rashi. Rashi never meant that a nozir is lav shein hashov b'koyim. Zog de'avni miluim, we'll see the Baruchov b'ezras Hashem, zog de'avni miluim, nozir is lav shein hashov b'koyim. It's only by nazirim. Only a nozir is not allowed to shave. Not everyone is not allowed to shave. Only a nozer is not allowed to shave. So here's the shaila. How to look on a nozer? Like a lav shove of a coin or a lav she'ein a shove of a coin? That's Hashem, Yom Rishon.
Just one.